Christopher Media. Eminem, question everything.
That's my mama.
That's my mama. That's my purse.
I don't know you.
You don't know. You're the first one that's ever got that. I say it all the time, and Brianna's like, what?
King of the Hill references.
Yeah, King of the Hill.
You won't find those on any other podcast.
Eminem, question everything. On iTunes and ChristopherMedia.net. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.
Can I just go ahead and spoil the Wolverine's death for you? Because it's really not anything worth reading.
Okay.
It's just there's a hit out on him alive, and all these master assassins come after him, most of which they show off screen. And he tracks down the evidence to, what is his name, Hugo something? The guy who, the original mastermind behind the Weapon X project.
I know who you're talking about, but I can't remember his name.
Yeah, with the glasses and the bald head.
Yeah.
He turns out it's him, and the reason why he wanted him alive is because he wanted his adamantium, because he's making all these new Wolverines. He thinks he's figured out how to do it without having the healing factor.
Okay.
Oh, but no, I think he's trying to. He thinks that he can get the Wolverine's healing factor as well. Only it turns out that it's gone. And so Wolverine shows up in the nick of time, of course, and he's like, "Well, you're too late. I'm going ahead without it anyways," and is going to initiate the adamantium injection on all of these Wolverine prototypes at once. And in order to stop that from happening, because you just couldn't bear the thought of somebody else going through that type of pain and probably dying from it too, you know.
Yeah.
There's a reason why Wolverine survived. Well, so he dies, he pops his claws, which he was told not to do because he would die. This is the very end.
Okay.
And dives at the thing that's pumping the liquid adamantium. And, like, cuts it open, and the liquid adamantium covers his body, and it freezes, and he dies like that. Like, in this pose, like, kneeled down with his, like, claws out.
So he goes out, like, in carbonite,
yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
He's just, so we have a frozen statue of adamantium statue of Wolverine now.
Yes.
So is that up at the Xavier School for Gifted Youngsters now, like out front?
I don't know where it's going.
But no, didn't Lady Deathstrike, didn't they do the whole adamantium on her bones thing?
Yep.
Okay.
She shows up. Most of the stuff they show off screen, it's just basically a chance for Wolverine to interact with some of the more popular villains.
Okay.
Lady Deathstrike. I forget who it was. There's a Japanese guy who can like possess people, and he possesses Kitty Pryde. Sabretooth's in it.
Sabretooth is still around?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
He has a quick fight with Sabretooth that's like really ridiculous. Like, he shows up and he's talking to Viper, the from Hydra,
mm-hmm.
You know, the green chick. And she's like, there's like this reveal of like, oh, my, you know, you're going to get to meet my new toy. And she's got Sabretooth on a chain off in like a dark corner of the room. And I'm like, wait, so Wolverine and Sabretooth were in the same room as each other, and Wolverine didn't say shit and was like, bah! Like surprised, yeah. when Sabretooth came bursting out of the dark corner, like,
yeah, because I have,
you fucking kidding me, you'd smell him a mile away.
I have the old X-Men, like from the mid to late 80s, where they would smell each other and be like, oh, yeah. Well, I recognize yeah. that. I recognize yeah. that scent.
Yeah, from like,
thank you, Chris. Thank you.
From literally like miles away.
Yeah.
It's just, he forced me. He made me cue it up. You just happened to have it executed out. It was clearly he did. It was chambered for Aaron.
Yeah. So then on to, I guess, Wolverines is going to be the series that kind of replaces it, or the placeholder, which is going to be a team consisting of Mystique, I think Lady Deathstrike, Sabretooth, X-23, and some other weird, like, some unknown Wolverine figure, which I think that they're probably going to be like the one guy who survived that. The
Hellfire Club?
No. The recent incident when Wolverine died, like he was trying to save all those people, and like I'm thinking like that one guy like got like, you know, something happened to him.
Gotcha.
Because he's all blue and electrically charged looking as well.
Space.
And then it's going weekly. And it's going to suck. The good news is, though, they're looking at doing a follow-up to Old Man Logan, which is one of my favorite Wolverine stories.
We've talked about it, but I've never read
it.
Is there a way to like subscribe for a single flat without going broke, like payment to get the comics from Marvel online?
Mm-hmm.
How much is it? Don't mention like $40 a month.
There's Marvel Unlimited. No, it's less than 20 a month.
BIT.
But you don't.
TOR.
Or maybe it's 25. I don't know.
RNT.
You need to tell me.
But it's not going to have everything on there. They have select things, and there's certain issues where they will do same-day release digitally, mm-hmm. but most of it you're waiting like a month, which is not that big of a deal anyway. I mean,
you just got to tell me the program to actually
It's Marvel, read it. Marvel Unlimited.
Well, no, since he was talking about BitTorrent, just a program to read, you know.
Oh, when you get yourself a CBR, comic book reader.
Okay.
Or CBR. Well, what's the one that I use? Shit, it's on there on that desktop.
Okay. Well, I mean,
I'll show you.
It's not like I'm about to die tomorrow. So
if you do the Marvel thing, you've got to use. If you do the Marvel thing, you've got to use their app.
Gotcha.
You can't. They don't just send you files to read because it has no copy protection. Let's go. This is Casio shit.
For a split second, I thought maybe it was Dare to Be Stupid, but then I was like,
oh,
no.
That's right.
Thing to mock you too with.
See, but then we can just do like Toby did in American Splendor and just embrace the nerdiness. I'm a nerd.
I'm sure. I mean, you could just blindly say, okay, everybody that you would see, you could walk into your average comic book store and just label everybody as a nerd. But if you just took out the fact that you're in a comic book store and looked around at the people who are shopping there, nobody looks like that. Nobody looks like a nerd or any kind of
stereotypical.
There isn't really a stereotypical comic book reader these days. It's all over the place.
Well, see, the one thing I noticed is growing up, I hung around comic book shops. And then when I started really playing, so I started playing guitar young, but when I really started hanging around music stores,
Luminous and cheeseburgers are a dangerous mix.
The comic book shop had prepared me for the cynical, bitter, sour grapes, hate everything.
Yeah.
I was into it before you were, music store world. So, because it really is just high fidelity with different, instead of albums, it's guitars or comic books.
Without a doubt, the worst episode ever.
Yeah.
Rest assured that I was on the internet within minutes, registering my disgust throughout the world.
Worst crossover ever.
And didn't we learn on one of the Nuggets, Jeff Albertson is that guy's name? Nancy, we smoke a lot of pot.
That's right. Jeff Albertson. Was the comic book guy's name.
There you go.
And I don't even know which episode they revealed that on, because he's never had a name in any episode that I've seen.
Yeah, no.
And he's had some like fairly major part. He was part of the Mensa Club.
Sorry, that was that's from the Coffee in a Box. A little jumpy,
a little jittery.
Yeah, he was part of the Mensa Club, and they didn't even reveal his true name in that one. I don't think
that was the one where I like your shirt. See DOS, see DOS run.
Yeah.
See, run, DOS, run. There's whatever.
I like, the one lady that's in the club with them, and they have basically like a LARPing thing where they're dressing up, and she's got this like low cut dress on, and she's like, my eyes are up here, and he's like, mine eyes doth rove of their own accord.
Christopher Media, let's make some noise. From Asmacore Studios near Detroit, Michigan, it's Unregimented.
Gangsters, what's up, guys?
Nothing. Things are getting back to normal. I'm talking about comic books. I'm Chris.
This is Rich. Aaron.
Oh. We crossed streams on that one.
I should just always go last.
We used to go this way. So
it doesn't matter. But this is Aaron, and that's Rich.
Yeah.
Good to have you back, Rich.
It's good to be back.
We have a box of coffee.
Well, we are fully stocked.
Apparently, right, for the cost of two cups of coffee from Starbucks, you can buy a box of coffee
that quite clearly says "Do not microwave" on it. So
there's metal in there. Oh, notice that thing's been uncapped for a while. It's still steaming. Hey, thank you for listening, liking, and sharing Unregimented on Facebook, following us on Twitter at Unregimented Pod. You could subscribe to Unregimented on iTunes for free by clicking through the iTunes banner on ChristopherMedia.net. Android users, you're covered as well. You can find this show on Stitcher Radio. We also have the player right on the site there. You can now listen to a new episode of A Christopher Media Show every day of the week. On Sundays, you got M&M Question Everything. Mondays, of course, Unregimented. Tuesday, you get the Weedsman Podcast Bonus Nugget. And whenever Todd gets around to it, you get the Toddzilla X-Pod. Wednesday, we got a new show. It's the Oddcast with Jenna and John. Thursday, your second dose of Unregimented for the week. Friday, you got the Weedsman Podcast. Saturday, another new show, The Captain's Table, for all you guys into nerd culture, we'll say. Your LARPing, your RPGs, video games, any kind of gaming, really. No one's going to cover it on The Captain's Table. So please check those out. They're all at ChristopherMedia.net. You can subscribe for free to all of them on iTunes, Stitcher as well. Hey, if you like what we do and you would like to show your support for us, you can donate to Christopher Media by using the PayPal button on ChristopherMedia.net. Please click through the Amazon banner on ChristopherMedia.net and bookmark the page. It won't cost you anything extra, and when you buy something, it will help to show your support for Christopher Media. If you're looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. That's who we use to host all of the Christopher Media shows. When you sign up for HostGator by clicking through our link, you are helping to support ChristopherMedia.net. DraftKings.com, daily fantasy sports leagues. No season-long commitment. You can enter free or paid contests and win your share of over $200 million in prizes. When you click through the DraftKings banner at ChristopherMedia.net, you will get a free first-time deposit bonus when you sign up for DraftKings.com. So, yeah, been a while.
Been a minute.
Glad to know your car can stop now.
But yeah, it is nice to have a car that stops and I don't literally have to stand on the brakes and I don't have to start coasting to a stop.
And you get your
2.5 football fields away.
Aim for something cheap or someone who looks like they're not insured.
I blew out the back. The hub, yeah. When I took it off, it's a drum, so you get the two shoes.
Oh, shit.
That piece in the middle,
yeah.
One end was blown the fuck completely out. So when you were pouring in brake fluid, it was literally leaking out as quick as it filled up. So I had to take a vice grip.
Oh, you had no pressure at all, huh?
None. I had to take a vice grip, cut it off at the line to like jury rig it.
Okay.
To keep a little bit of fluid, so I had a little bit of play in the brakes, you know, so it didn't go like right to the floor. It would slow right. down a little bit. Then drove it to Redford from Southfield and worked on it. So... I was going through Redford in Redford with no brakes? Mm-mm. That's not a good thing.
Aaron crappy car stories.
Mine's running pretty good.
The magic
good
elixir
right now.
Worked for his car.
Dude, it's been keeping nice and cool. I've been so satisfied.
I thought
so
you were buying the Econo line.
He doesn't need to.
I don't need to right now, and also that's not very practical.
I know. You put your foot on the gas on that, and you hear a cheering coming from the Middle East. Like, yay!
You see, like those wells that are spurting up in the air just like sinks down a little bit.
Exactly. Even though there's something real quick I saw that was interesting, because you know how we always, or they've been talking about peak oil. We've reached peak oil. They're actually saying we haven't. That's how come the oil prices are going down. I don't know if I buy that. I think I'm more in line with Chris about it's funny how around election time.
I guarantee you, by the end of the week after election week, we'll be back to $3 plus.
Okay. Well, I mean, this is being recorded, so we'll see. Because I'm saying no.
Interest levels for mortgages are also at the lowest rates they've been at all year.
Just
throwing that out there as well.
Well, the fact that politicians have no control over oil prices, they don't.
Yeah,
they,
but the companies that own the oil and have control over prices do have lobbyists.
Yes.
And if, you know, they go, hey, look, you do me a solid, I'll do you a solid.
Yeah, but this is really OPEC keeping their prices low because they're fearing competition. We're finding new ways to get oil out of the ground now, and we're getting it out of our own country.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I'm not saying that we're supplying the whole nation from drilling in Alaska, but...
Well, did we ever open our national reserves?
No.
Okay, because I remember in 2000 that
you mean
was
use our things.
No, our national. No. Well, in 2000 there was a big. It wasn't a big issue. It was kind of like one of the underlined issues between Gore and Bush.
Yeah.
About our national reserves and how long they would actually last if we had to just depend on them. Mm-hmm. And I've heard everything from 6 months to 20 years. You know, it was, I heard all the extremes more than I heard people who I actually thought were credible.
Years. I've never heard that far into the future, but.
Well, you can imagine.
I heard like 6 months to 2 years, but.
Maybe
I'm
it was
not,
2 years.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but.
But still, that's quite a discrepancy between the two. You know, it's 18 months without heat and, you know, fuel and, I mean, come on now. But yeah, I don't know. I thought it was funny that I read that little article online and it was like, you know, oh, we're nowhere near peak. Well, we're nowhere near as close to hitting peak mm-hmm. as we thought.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, so in other words, we've been getting bullshitted and we're at peak or we're close to it. So how come we got to raise the prices on you? It's not our fault. Take it up with Mother Nature.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Yeah. The,
you know, like the whole those asshole market, dinosaurs.
Yeah. The whole market of the oil. The whole oil market is rigged. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes the Chicago election look legit. Uh-oh, what do we got over here? Doing some fact-checking? Come on, we're unregimented. No, we don't check facts. We have irresponsible speculation all the time.
The story that I read was that Saudi Arabia is absolutely fine with low gas prices.
Because they
want the U.S. to rely on getting affordable. Let's call it
go sell some medicine, bitches! Trying to get that all!
That's all I was trying to do.
Well, you did it, sir.
Saudi Arabia is fine with oil prices being low because they want to keep us dependent on affordable oil and not sink our resources into finding new ways to either get oil out of our own land or competing countries or just find alternative fuels or resources.
Yeah. You don't price the junkies away from you. You keep that crack at a nice, affordable right. price. So they keep coming to you every day. I need a hit, baby. I need that hit.
I wonder if it's going to turn into eventually, as we do start discovering alternative sources, if it's going to turn into like cocaine was when cocaine originally came out. It was the bougie drug. It was the rich people drug.
Yeah.
You know, the scum did heroin and you know, the dirty hippies smoked weed and did acid. And, well, I don't know. Apparently
poor people smoke cigarettes.
Yeah. And if you had money, it was a status symbol. It was like having you can watch documentaries about the disco years or even the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
The early beginning, the hair metal and shit and the whole scene with like Gazaris and all that out in L.A. And fucking guys were walking around with Coke fucking spoons, you know, around their neck. They didn't even do Coke as a status symbol. Like, ooh, look, I can afford Coke, so you need to come suck my dick. Yeah. I got money. In other words.
There was a 10,000 to 1 discrepancy on sentence versus amount of drugs in the difference between powdered cocaine and crack cocaine.
Yep.
So tell me that's not racial.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But yeah, I don't know. I just thought it was an interesting article. Because to me, it all goes, once again, I'm going to beat this well-worn drum. I was back to fear-mongering. It's constantly be worried about something you can't control. Be worried about something you can't control. If I can't control it, why am I going to sit here and be worried about it? You know, say any one of us walk into a doctor tomorrow and they go, look, you got stage 3 leukemia, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What good is it sitting around going, well, we could have done something different. If I'd have done this, if I'd have done it, fuck it. What's in the past is in the past. Time to deal with what you can deal with. And I think that's just more fear-mongering because, we're going to run out of oil. We're going to do this. Okay, well, actually, we got more oil than we thought. So go ahead and keep buying those big SUVs.
We're going to run out of oil and we're all going to get Ebola.
Oh, there we go. Here's
Ebola.
Pandora's box has been opened.
Hey, I mean, you were steering us towards that. I'm on to you, man. I see what you were doing. I see through your ruse, man. Well, if you talk about fear-mongering, I mean, that is what's going on right now. For the love of the God I don't believe in. Holy shit.
It seems to have gotten to just about everybody, too. It's not even a conservative or liberal issue.
And a lot of people have
crossed the board.
Left the reservation. have a good one. I'll see you on the other side, folks. I mean, you were showing me some shit on the way over here. I'm like, this is a real person.
Yeah, I have a friend on Facebook who basically said
they have children. That's the scary part of it.
If you don't believe that Ebola is a thing to be worried about, to go ahead and delete yourself from his friends list because you're a government Kool-Aid drinking moron who buys into shit.
I was called a narcissist and a sheeple because I told people to open up a fucking ninth grade biology book. And then I got, well, you believe everything the media and the CDC tells you?
That's funny if they actually knew you that they said that.
Yeah, I know. That's what I found like super duper ironic about it. I was like, yeah, okay, keep on throwing out all these stupid little buzzwords people tell you to fucking say, you know, but Anybody you know had a blood transfusion with anybody who has Ebola? Have you fucked anybody with Ebola without a condom? Have you played in the feces of anybody who's had Ebola? Has they vomited on you? You're not going to get it.
But when you sneeze, moisture comes out, and that's a body fluid, and it's airborne. Yep. I've heard that.
Just like AIDS was going to be airborne. Remember in the early 90s, we were all going to, no one was going to make it to 2000. We were all going to be dead. HIV was going to go airborne. It was good. The mosquitoes were going to get it. I remember.
Oh, yes.
I remember
yes.
people talking about that. The mosquitoes were going to give us all AIDS.
If a mosquito bites yeah. someone who has AIDS and then it bites you, you now have the AIDS. I remember that yes. very clearly.
The AIDS, too.
Yes, that's because it was my grandmother. Actually, it was my great-grandmother, and she started buying tiki torches and, like, citronella candles and shit. And it was like she was having a seance. There was so much fire and shit in the backyard every time the mosquitoes would come out. And I was like, what's this one? I don't want just you to get the AIDS. I'm not going to get the AIDS, Grandma. Right. I'm all right.
And there's a lot of talk, too, about your more radical opinions are like, oh, this is, you know, nature's population control. There's too many people on the planet, and this is the backlash from all that.
I don't even think that's radical compared to the people who actually say the government is doing this as population control.
Yeah.
You know, the that's the whole crowd that, like, think eugenics is coming. And, you know, and if it is, then it's a bad thing because we're going to go after the people we don't want and blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. So,
well, in reality,
hopefully it's the stupid people. That's my vote.
I think in the world of viruses, it's easy to try and classify Ebola as a very successful virus. But in reality, your successful viruses are the flu because it only kills the weak. We're talking about parasites. They depend on having a host. If a virus is so successful that it wipes all of the hosts off the face of the planet, then it's going to die as well. That is not that's not smart evolution.
Oh, so it's not, intelligent design? This isn't God's way of ridding us of sinners and those homosexuals and everything?
Yeah, Ebola is Satan's intelligent design.
Oh, we're going to get rid of the birthers and the teabaggers then. Okay, so I see. That would be ironic if it would just, like, start taking out, like, all the conspiracy theory people and everyone else who's like, eh, fuck it. They were fine.
Oh, somebody sent me the other day on Facebook the Take the Plastic Bag Challenge. I'm sure we've all seen that meme. You know, it's just,
I have not.
No, it's
I'm
just,
afraid
it's
to the, now. What?
No, it's basically in a way it's telling somebody to fucking kill themselves with a plastic bag.
Oh, okay. Yeah, put it over your head.
Yeah, it's like Take the Plastic Bag Challenge, eliminate stupidity. Mm. You know, and I was just said, but at first, I want somebody with Ebola to lick the inside of the bag.
God.
And by the way, the next person who tells me this is the start of zombies, I'm going to punch in the fucking face. Okay?
Oh, no.
Zombies are fake. Zombies do not exist.
No. I read and saw. Oh, somebody stop lying. I saw Serpent in the Rainbow. Okay. Was it Bill Pullman? No. Who was the president in Independence Day?
Bill Pullman.
Was that Bill Pullman? Bill Pullman died and came back from the dead in Haiti, but he didn't really die. You know what I'm saying? His body, they just gave him a drug that slowed everything down, so they thought he was dead, and they buried him, and then, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's based on an actual book. That's a guy went to Haiti to research voodoo, and he found out that, yeah, that's something they do. That's where zombies come from. Zombies that come back and want to eat your brains, or they're coming to get you, Barbara. That's George Romero, okay? That has nothing to do with what a zombie actually is in Haiti. However,
between zombies and vampires, people have lost their. These are characters. These are fake characters, people. Just because HBO has a show about them doesn't mean that shit is real.
However, oh shit, I just lost it because you just threw me with that HBO thing with the vampires. Because I know some people are like, dude, really? You think about it, Transylvania, those were legends. There's a grain of truth. No, there's not.
I bet those people have, like, at least
Rasputin was a vampire.
Three kids. Jesus Christ
was
a vampire.
I'm
sure you've heard that one.
No, Jesus Christ
is
a zombie.
Is the original vampire?
Oh God. No, I've heard zombie Christ. I say
Abraham Lincoln is a vampire
years.
Hunter, according to Tim Burton.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, I've been.
That wasn't Tim Burton, was it?
No,
yeah.
No, it wasn't.
No,
Tim Burton.
I thought that was Tim Burton.
No, that was based on a novel.
But no, I have been hearing. And I've been saying for better part of a decade or longer, Happy Zombie Christ Day, like on Easter or whatever.
Oh, Zombie Jesus Day, for sure.
Yeah, and people are like, that's blasphemous.
No, it's not.
Yeah, so it's the rest of my life.
Yeah. You should check
you
out my...
You saw me last weekend. That was blasphemous.
You should check out my search history. Here's... I think we all fall on the same spectrum here as far as, like, how worried or not worried we are about Ebola.
Not at all.
I do think it's funny. You hit on something. We were talking earlier, and you hit on it earlier about it's not a conservative liberal thing, even though a lot of people are framing it as such. But it's funny, like Bill Maher.
Because I see just as much bullshit out of Huffington Post and MSNBC as I do out of Fox News and.
Well, like okay, I have friends who Barack Ebola is doing this and
Barack Ebola,
yeah, and blah blah blah, and I'm like, okay, all right, like really. It's like saying AIDS would, if AIDS could vote, it would vote Republican. No, it'd vote Democrat. No, it'd vote for Ron Paul. You know, it's like it's fucking stupid. Right, seriously, this is not something that is going to sit down and have a debate with you. So it doesn't have a political fucking ideology. But what I do think is funny is we were talking about Bill Maher. Bill Maher went fucking off about it.
Yeah.
And it shocked me. I was like, are you fucking serious,
Bill Maher? I was surprised. He didn't seem like he was fear-mongering. He was kind of ranting about what the fuck are we doing? Why can't we control this? It's kind of... his position in a lot of things, even when he is very critical of this country, but it's because he expects so much better of it. He believes that we could do anything we want to, and we're just not, it's like we're not living up to our expectations.
Yeah, I think Eric Bogosian from Talk Radio.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
No, I'm not familiar.
Okay, well, anyways, he was a writer, director, comedian. He's friends with Bill Hicks, and they were talking about, why was Bill Hicks so hard on America? And he goes, because he actually loved America. And when you love something, you see it for all its good points and its faults.
Yeah.
And you resent the fact that it has as many faults as it does, when it could be so much better. I think that's where Bill Maher falls on that. I agree with you.
Yeah, it's like...
Because Bill Maher is one of the few, Hollywood, pretty much ultra-liberal guys. It'll be like, I love my country. I just think we're fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a problem we can fix, but we choose not to. You don't hear many liberals be like, I'll wave a flag. I love my country. It's that they look at it and they it's cheesy. I even think it's kind of cheesy. The fuck does putting a flag pin on your lapel mean?
Nothing.
Exactly. But I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get off on that tangent.
But you know what, though? I mean, that actually kind of segues into something that I sent you guys the fucking last week. That article about 7 signs, that movie we talk about quite frequently.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming to exist. And I read this article, and I was like, fucking, yeah, I'm in. Like, that it's already happening. Oh, my window stopped. Oh, well, we'll go back and we'll start the music. All right.
Tell him I'm coming for him and hell's coming with me.
So, 7 undeniable signs that idiocracy is upon us. All right, first thing they talk about here. The beginning, when they're talking about the smart people waiting to reproduce.
Waiting to breed, yeah.
Our boy, was it Cleavon at the beginning?
Mm-hmm.
Stop touching my dick when the guys are fucking trying to save him. They're operating on his junk. A provocative new study.
Wait. I don't get the first one at all.
All right. Well, here, I'll put this up on the screen. We're actually probably going to have to play the scenes, which would make
sense. Do you remember the beginning of Idiocracy where they're talking about how more intelligent people were finding reasons not to have kids at a young age, and they would put it off and put it off and put it off, and eventually they got to the point where they couldn't have kids. Yet every fucking moron with 2 brain cells to rub together, but no more than that to spare, is popping out miracles all over trailer parks all over the place.
That's already happened. Yeah, that's betting.
Yeah.
Well, then what did Allison Rosen the other day was talking about, like, the dumber the person seems to be, like, the more super jizz they have.
Yeah.
I think that's another Corolla theory is, like, unemployed alcoholics have, like, super sperm.
Well, then, Jesus Christ, I probably got whole fucking cities full of kids somewhere. I don't know.
How many times would a chick call into Love Lines and tell them about I'm having sex with my boyfriend, but we're not using condoms, and he's like, is he employed? No. Well, then you're going to be pregnant, like, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
Having kids is such an important decision.
We're just waiting for the right time.
Both of these people are on the genius spectrum of the IQ scale.
No, yeah.
138 is considered.
I'm pregnant again!
I got too many damn kids! Thought you was on the pill or some...
Hell no!
Must have been thinking of Brittany.
Brittany? No, you... There's no way we could have a child now. Mm-mm. Not with the market the way it is, no.
No, that just wouldn't make any sense.
Come on out here, bitch! He don't care about you!
Yeah, well, there must be something he likes over here.
You don't mean nothing to me, baby!
It wasn't me! It wasn't me!
He's got three women
pregnant.
Well,
we finally decided to have children, and I'm not pointing fingers, but it's not going well.
And this is helping.
I'm just saying that before I have in vitro, maybe you should be willing to...
It's always me, right?
Well, it's not my sperm count.
But yeah, it's saying a provocative new study suggests human intelligence is on the decline. In fact,
Okay, go on. What's the study?
Let me get it in front of me instead of trying to read it from far away without my glasses on.
You vain motherfucker. Just put them on.
No, I think I don't even know where they're at. I think that is the issue. It indicates that Westerners have lost 14 IQ points on average since the Victorian era.
What?
First
of all.
What exactly explains this
since
decline?
The Victorian...
Study co-author Dr. I'm going to guess it's Jan, because there's
Jan
a...
Is it Dr. Jan Etor? Because that's Dr. Janitor then, okay? We're being bullshit.
No, it's not Dr. Jan Etor. That's Scrubs, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, but how many people were taking IQ tests
in the Victorian
area?
Thank you. Was that a big thing then? I just don't remember that.
He's pointing to the fact that women of high intelligence tend to have fewer children than women of lower intelligence.
Okay. I believe that in a heartbeat.
Yes.
I also believe women of higher intelligence realize they can have sex unprotected and pretty much guarantee that they do certain things at the end of that act where they're not going to get pregnant. I mean, let's be honest. You don't have to nut up in it. You can nut around it. She can burp you up. She can shit you out. I mean, there's a multitude of... Oh, I forgot. He doesn't like the butt. So,
but you can't get pregnant from the butt?
No, that's what I'm saying. There's multiple ways.
What about butt babies?
Okay, if she goes and shits out a kid, I'll pay child support above 50% of my paycheck for that, because I'm sticking that kid in the fucking circus and making me some money.
Another point this article makes is they pulled the quote out of, "Our best minds were too busy engineering baldness cures and prolonged erections."
I always did think that was interesting.
And it's saying, while Judge signals that humanity's fall off the cliff can't be saved by the best and brightest because they are otherwise engaged, it feels more like an observation rather than a prophecy, since we've been collectively flush with boner pills
since the late
90s.
Think about this. Star Trek Next Generation, right? You have cancer.
Yeah.
Woo. Okay, you're cured. You have AIDS. Woo. You wave the little wand in front of you.
Right.
You're bald. Nothing we can do for you.
Yeah, there's still baldness in the future.
But here's the thing. Maybe it's because they evolved to the point where it doesn't fucking matter if you have hair, because really, what the fuck does that...
Yeah.
Besides just, you have to look pretty, or you have to conform to the standard.
And then this article makes a point about all my balls that I've been making about America's Funniest Home Videos for the last few years. Yeah. Like, the show's existed for 20 fucking years.
All it is
nut shots. Bob Saget got paid off with nut shots for fucking, at least a decade and a half.
I'm not disagreeing with any of that, but I think when you've got more information and you have more information out there, right? So you're just hearing from more of the stupid people.
Yeah, I suppose.
You know?
I mean, I see where you're coming from. Another thing here, the English language had deteriorated into a hybrid of hillbilly, valley girl, inner city slang, and various grunts. I love their comeback to this. It just says, totes, y'all. I think it only lasted about maybe 5 to 7 years ago, for maybe 6 months, thank God, when everybody was abbreviating everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right over there? We talked like fucking idiots, so was the whole
point
I was making. Know what I'm saying?
So none of the things that we talked about are incorrect, but that's never been the measurement of how you judge how smart a society is. You judge a society based on their advances and their... That's the word I'm looking for here. They're
achievements, accomplishments.
No, they're the highest achieving people in the society, you know?
Okay.
When we look at ancient Roman society, we look at the philosophers. We don't look at, as you know, the goat herders as the representatives of the pinnacle of ancient Roman society.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, Western culture pretty much is... Western culture, and what would you say? I would say maybe like, because approximately what? 3 billion people are Muslim. So, I mean, that's a driving cultural force in the world. So Western culture and that culture are the two main cultures. One is based on a religion that is, it's archaic and it's outdated and it's you know, invisible man in the sky type thing. Western culture is pretty much...
Oh, I thought you were describing Western culture.
Well, to a certain extent, but I mean, we're more pop culture oriented. We're more of the, we celebrate shit that, like we were talking about NASA. NASA's almost been completely mothballed.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not trying to do anything great anymore. We're just trying to go, well, we got your dick hard, or we made your tits bigger, or we got your hair back, or, you know, and those are the great accomplishments.
Get my hair back.
Those aren't, no, but they're not.
That's why I used air quotes, but that's what's considered like the great accomplishments in society today. People don't give a fuck if we put a fucking rover on Mars for the most part. They read it in the morning and
right.
They go, oh, okay. There's a 30-second blurb on it on Fox 2 in the morning. And then a fucking 5-minute expose from Charlie LaDuff on, you know, and I like Charlie LaDuff, but he is a fucking fluff journalist in the end. He goes for the easy fucking thing. He's not out there covering shit that really matters. I mean, to an extent he does, but then now with this thing with the Americans, he did a 15-minute special on porno, and it wasn't even like how porno has driven the technological boom we've had.
Yeah,
it wasn't even that. It was just how, well, we look up to porn stars, and little girls think it's acceptable to grow up to be porn stars now, and it's a destination job. And I'm like, holy shit, are you fucking serious right now? That's who the fuck is like, honey, swing around that pole on the basement.
Like a porno.
Swing around that pole in the basement. You got to get good at that.
You've always had throughout history idiots. And they've just never had a platform before the internet. I think that's the crux of my argument.
I understand that, but they did it was different forms. Okay, you had Shakespeare, who really wasn't revered in his time as much as he is now. And I'm sure that you had a bunch of plays.
No, he was like the top playwright of his time. I mean, he was very popular.
You think he was like, to put it in today's, like, to use today's standards, he's like, he was looked at like Quentin Tarantino or
I think more like
Martin
Michael
Scorsese.
Bay.
But you know what I'm saying? Like someone who's pushing the limits of his art, or he was just the most popular.
He was the most popular.
See, I always thought he was looked at as, not that.
You know, our actual history on who Shakespeare was is so sketchy that.
It was a bad example on my part. I admit that.
They're not even sure if it was just one guy.
Okay. Oh, perfect example. I was reading an article a couple years ago on NPR that said, we bitch about the music today, but go back and look at the summer of 68, 69, 70, and look at the hits from back then. And it was all a bunch of bullshit that we would go, none of us would ever listen to this shit.
Yeah.
The artists that we love from that era, or we respect from that era.
It's Michael Bay.
They weren't there. They weren't in the top 10. They weren't in the top 20, 40 even.
Anybody who bitches about music today is either not searching deep enough or has never outgrown the music that they grew up with. They're still listening and enjoying to every song that they hear on the classic rock station, even though it's the same song that they've been hearing every day for 35 fucking years.
I get it. But I guess what I'm saying is that I don't think history will look back as favorably on our generation and generations that have come after it, because what are we leaving behind as a legacy, really? I mean,
Form of what? Are we talking about music, technology, art?
All of it. What are we leaving behind?
All kinds of shit. We're on the verge of changing everything when it comes to computing and how we handle information and how we interact with the products that we develop.
Something as little as like a cell phone. Look how far that's come in the last 10 years. Look at a cell phone in 2004 versus 2014. I mean, just look.
Okay.
Yeah, and so most people do dumb shit with it, like look at porn while they're driving, but it's also these same forms of technology have also helped revolutions start in other parts of the world.
Look at how you listened to your music 10 years ago. I bet you still had a big CD book. That was 2004.
I still do, but that's beside the point. I still have those big black things that people go, what are those, laser discs? No, they're fucking records. Get away from me.
No, he does. You know, Aaron does too. But I mean, but now you have, you know, your phone. You can probably get two or three of the CD books that you have on your phone.
I get,
you have what you used to call a crappy phone.
I get
so,
what you're
I
saying.
Mean, you know, like things like that.
Who is leaving? Who is like
you don't okay?
Who is doing this? Because you had Steve Jobs, you had Bill Gates. Okay, then before them you had scientists, people. You know what I'm saying? People we look back on in history and go, this person was the high water mark for humanity.
Yeah.
And expanding things at this point. Who can we say that about today? Because if we're going to go Steve Jobs and Bill Gates, that's not our generation. I mean, our generation is in their late 30s to mid to late 40s.
Mm-hmm.
We're well past middle age for the most part. Okay, we're coming to the twilight of our fucking generation's years. What
Whoa,
stamp
calm,
have we
calm
left
Calm down.
On?
We're not that... Calm. Hey now. I'm not that old.
Well, but honestly, what? 50s, 60s, and then if you're lucky, you might get to the mid to late 70s remembering who you are and not shitting and pissing on yourself. And salt and sugar don't kick your ass. That's about all you can ask for. I mean...
Okay.
How old's your grandparents?
Well, I have only two remaining.
Okay.
But yeah, they're in their 80s.
All right. And the other ones, they went, what, probably in their 60s, 70s, right?
Late 70s, early 80s.
Okay. All right. Well, you got good genes. I will not be seeing either of you apparently in 20 years because I'll be checked out by then. But what I'm getting at is what do we
I'm
have?
I'm getting a new body by that point. I don't know what you got planned.
There we go. There it is.
It come full circle. I knew it was coming. Haven't been here for 3 weeks. Had to get back to that.
Singularity.
But no, I don't know. I really do feel like the more I read that article, the more I started thinking about it. I'm like, I really do agree with it. I really do think that we're not doing anything special. All our accomplishments is shit to keep us entertained. And we're that's how come technology is improving, because we want to be entertained more. We're not improving technology so we can improve our life. I'm sorry, but having the entire catalog of the Beatles on my phone does not improve my fucking life to the point where it's like...
You're right. No, you know, it's because we have these very active brains.
Not smoking the right pot.
That we've developed that these large, overactive brains that have helped us solve problems like heat and food and shelter and reproduction and growing societies and advancing our own technologies. And we are at this point where we have a really comfortable life, most of us do.
I have friends that will play video games while watching TV, while listening to music.
And
that is overstimulation.
But that you really can, I believe you can look at that as some form of success. You can't just shut off that brain. You have to stimulate it. But I don't come home from work and go, I wonder how I'm going to heat the house. I don't have to go out and chop wood and throw it in a stove to make sure that my family stays warm and that we can cook dinner. And I don't have to worry about where my food is going to come from either. So these, our brains were they evolved and we trained them for this purpose that it's just not necessary anymore. Yes, all this entertainment, all this fluff, all this stuff that we praise is like amazing, like the new iPhone or this new piece of technology. No, this is not the pinnacle of our society, and this is not what we are doing as a society. It's what we kind of have to do to stay sane, because otherwise we're just gonna run our brains into the ground. And yes, there are certain people who are driven so much to create or advance that they are in that mode constantly, and they use all of that brain energy for that purpose. Most of us aren't built that way. I need an even amount of time of active brain use, of working and problem solving and doing things that, I'm not going to say it's not about enjoyment, it's about, you know, succeeding at something, but I have to have the same amount of, I have to have a certain amount of time set aside for just doing nothing, watching a TV show, reading a comic book about nothing that, you know, just allows me to kind of reset.
I guess what I'm picturing in my head is the scene from Accuracy where I can't remember the character he played, but Dax Shepard is just like in the
Frito
is in the like entertainment like hookup, and he's like, go away, I'm biting, you know, and it's just like every He's just sitting in that. And it's like, if that's the, like, what we're reaching, striving for, oh, we're fucking geniuses. We're getting there quick.
Yeah. I mean, so, I do understand the point in the movie. And
the next point was like an ad that has an ad that has an ad that has an ad.
And I really enjoyed that movie. And I think it is actually a very poignant movie. But what's one of the major things that I disagree with is the fact that it's stupid people ruling stupid people. And I don't think it's ever going to play out that way. There's always going to be people smart enough that the more stupid everybody else gets, the more power they get. There's no mastermind at the head of that society. It's just the blind leading the blind.
I understand, but stupid people ruling stupid people, to me, because you want power and are able to achieve it, doesn't mean necessarily that you're an intelligent human being. It just means you're driven and you know how to manipulate your way to the top.
No, and I don't believe that, you know...
And I don't believe
that our presidents make all the decisions either.
Well, that's what Bill Hicks say. I believe every time a new president's elected, they take him into a room and there's six guys sitting around like a David Lynch movie and it's all dark. And yeah. He puts on a film of an angle of the Kennedy assassination he's never seen before.
Yeah.
And he goes, so you do what we say, or that's what happens to you. And he's like, right. So what's the first thing on the agenda? No,
yeah. Yeah, so they show it to you and they go, any questions? You know, just what my agenda is.
Yeah. But that's another show. But that's another meeting.
Yeah, that's Illuminati type of shit right there, man. That kind of thinking.
Well, I mean, just as a sidebar real quick. Do any of us really think that Bush was making those decisions on his own?
No.
It was the people behind him going, get up there, Bushy.
He was a puppet.
Get up there.
Yeah, no, that was a puppet regime.
I think it's more like...
That was President Cheney.
Well, yeah, George, yes. You could do that. You could do that. But you know, your daddy's going to be mad. And remember those guys that came over in the big cars and gave you all that money and took you out? Even though women, nice fine cigars, they're going to be pretty mad too because, you know, you made some promises to them.
Which is kind of a more cynical way of what Oliver Stone said happened in W, if you actually have seen that movie. Like Bush is sitting there and then Cheney gets up and he's like, okay, shh, adults are talking. And he gets up and he lays it all out. And then Bush gets up and goes, all right, everybody, now everybody hold hands. Let's close it with a prayer. And they're all like, oh God, Jesus. All right. Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Let's, I really want to get to the 7 points here. That's just a point that sticks in my craw. So whatever.
Well, the next one was just talking about, I mean, I don't think we even have to say anything about the proliferation of advertisements, how there's an ad in everything now, which reminds me, we have to read some of ours later.
There's all this, yeah, there's ads on everything that you're getting for free.
Who do you think's paying for it?
But here's another thing, which portion sizes. When it's talking about extra big-ass taco... And your extra big ass fries. I mean, we're there. We've been there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What's the commercial where it's one of these commercials where they show a montage of a bunch of different things that are supposed to be American, and they're like, nobody ever said that bigger wasn't better.
I know the commercial.
You know what? It isn't always that way. Bigger isn't always better. It's like gravy's good. Yeah, that's great. I want some of my mashed potatoes.
But I don't want my...
But I don't want my... That doesn't mean that I want just a whole plate of gravy with this little...
a bowl of gravy and then a mashed potato island swimming in the middle of it.
Like, now, that sounds delightful. Can I get one right now?
Everything has a cap. Can I get one? Everything has a cap.
Can we put cheese and bacon on it?
I don't fucking care what it is that what it triggers in you, what kind of pleasure it gives you. There is a limit to everything.
I'm a big fan of breasts, really is about, but at a certain point, it's just too much. You know?
No.
Like, you get the triple F.
Too much titty. TMT. Too much titty.
It's like a fine meal, you know? It's not saturated with one ingredient that you're going to respond to. Like, oh, it's like filled with sugar and just blah, I love it. Everything is perfectly balanced in it.
Okay, I know that. I agree with you, except for one thing, because this time of year... Red Lobster has endless shrimp.
Oh, fuck Red Lobster.
I don't need seafood.
I don't give a fuck.
Endless shrimps?
Yeah, scrimps. Yep. I punish them punk motherfuckers once a year for that.
I could eat some seafood.
Hey, you know what they do own? They do own Olive Garden, so I'll take the free breadsticks and pasta while you all get your scrimps. But I think the final thing they're talking about here is the political process. And we'll just, I'll read this little blurb. The weight of modesty sinks people in the public square nowadays. If you want to be a celebrity, you need get on a reality show and lose your mind for the pleasure of the masses. Sadly, the same thing can be said of politics, where the loudest and surest voices often get the most attention, regardless of the content of their words.
Yes.
Boom.
Drop the mic.
Correct. Yeah, I'm out. If I could drop this mic, if it wasn't on an arm, I would. You know, and they call President Camacho a cross between Randy Macho Man Savage and James Brown. You know, and Terry Crews just nailing it. That, you know, it's like, we got, you know, he's got to give us all the answers in but one day, you know.
But it's not always a case where the loudest people, the most obnoxious people are the ones getting elected. We've talked about the
I'll
the
let you finish this argument, because...
Well, we talked about this, I think, last week or week before, about the Republican strategy on elections, especially midterm elections, is, don't tell anybody.
Don't let anybody know there's an election.
Right.
The left's going to show up and fuck it all up.
And that's certainly been... There's been many instances around the nation of, and this mostly happens with conservative incumbents, people who are usually Republicans who are already in office and are just like, hey, let's just not rock this boat. You know, all the old people came out and voted for me 4 years ago or 6 years ago or whatever, and let's just hope we continue that trend. And they do so by not inspiring any more people to come out and vote, because the more people that come out and vote, the more liberal that vote tends to be.
On top of that, the more people that come out to vote, usually the more people start to educate themselves about the issues, and they stop taking what the 30-second soundbite commercials tell them is the issue. It's like you got that flyer from Ron Marino or some shit for Macomb County something or another.
I just keep thinking Ken Marino, the guy from the state, whenever I see it. No, that's the guy who's on the state.
Okay. Well, anyways, his flyer said two things.
Yeah.
He's a very solid gun and hunting advocate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Neither of those things are going away in Macomb County, let alone Michigan, anytime soon. What the fuck else does he stand for?
Did you hear what I was talking about on the podcast with Jay when I was driving through New Hampshire?
He's also pro-kids.
Uh-uh.
And I saw the, New Hampshire, live free or die.
Oh, yeah.
The sign, it had three things on it. Second Amendment, right to bear arms, vote GOP November 4th.
Yeah.
Which is... But here's your bullet points, retards.
And I'm just like, what the fuck does he stand for besides those two things, which are not in danger?
Doesn't matter. It's ideological.
Taken away from us.
It's ideology. It's getting down to the ideologies. Man, you're the segue king today and not even knowing it.
I guess.
Okay, but we're talking about politics. We're talking about stupid people. And, I think the internet at this point is ubiquitous. You know, it's everywhere. It's definitely been a part of this conversation. But I told you our idea earlier. Let's have some fun. Let's turn the internet against itself. Let's draw the stupidity out of it for our own amusement. Let's make some fake profiles. So
this is your baby. So
no, I know. So well, like I said, we got to make one for T-tard and one for super lib. And let's use all what the media tells us everybody's supposed to do to make these fake people.
Now, are these going to be pass around profiles? We're all going to have the login.
We can make that happen,
because then we might have to partition off who gets what. Like, because if you say something online as that persona, and he comes and says something as that persona later, someone might be like, well, it sounds like two different people are typing this shit. They're saying the same thing, but you get what I'm saying?
I don't know if you can include me in this, because I'm not likely to put anything in my own Facebook page anymore.
Well, this is true. Well, this is a way to draw you back into Facebook. Maybe. This is a way to make it fun again. Remember the first time went, ooh, Candy Crush, you know?
Hey, remember when?
Remember the first time you saw Mafia Wars? Before the timeline ruined everything.
All right. Well, I guess the first thing is I got to make some email addresses here.
Oh, we're doing it right now?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Can we have like traveling music? Because this might take a minute.
Yeah.
Go on with your manifesto of how we should, of your idea here.
Well, no, that's the thing is we got we need email addresses. So because you can't fill it, you can't make a Facebook profile. You can't.
Without one, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, how about this?
So, I mean, well, let's come up with what email address. We started with the email addresses.
Oh, boy.
Should be like God and guns at...
No, that's too obvious. I don't know. I'm drawing a blank. I didn't know we were going to... I didn't know that there would be math on this quiz.
I was not prepared for this at all.
Yeah, exactly.
What does the media tell the right? You know, I mean, guns has to be in there. We got guns. We got God.
You can have my God and you can take it from my cold dead hand at yahoo.com.
No, but I'm trying to think. There's the
it's taken already.
Probably.
There's the flag. There's guns. There's God. There's what are we? We're closing the borders. What else?
Oh, we could work in an Ebola somehow. Like,
yeah, that's too topical. This is an email address. Hey, this is something that
I was thinking like the whole, you know, no, I don't know, whatever, go ahead. I was thinking work Obama into it, but then it would
we gotta get xenophobic, homophobic, God guns, flag waving,
nuke baby whales who have abortions for Jesus Christ.
.com.
Yes. Yeah. I think we've lost Aaron on this one. I think it's going to be mostly a you and I project.
Well, I mean, now you're just like severely stereotyping people.
Yeah.
That's exactly.
It's kind of the point. They stereotype us as voters and as people to be marketed to. Fucking throw it back in their fucking face.
Wait, who are you? You're against Facebook?
Oh, no, I'm just talking. No, we're talking about these extreme political groups. Like the was it genocide? Stop white genocide.
Yeah.
And the National Association for the Advancement of White People. That one kills me. Mm-hmm. That one is awesome. We just have to destroy them.
Yeah, but this is people putting their stupidity out there already.
And now it's our turn to exploit it.
For what? But it's already there. You don't have to draw it out. It's right there on the page.
The point is because these people don't get satire to go so farther to the right or left of their beliefs that they go, we got to pump the brakes here. You're out of your mind.
It's like the most brilliant parts of the Ali G show when he would play to people's expectations, and he would, as like Borat was one of his most brilliant characters, and that's why like the movie is amusing, but it was kind of a disappointment for me because it didn't go any of those places that he went with the show. If you watch the show, like Borat will go to the South in America and talk to people about how, you know, Jews are crazy money-grubbing
hook
bunch
nose,
of
evil, yeah, Shylocks and this and that.
And they're like, yep, the Jews are like that, you know? And they would get him to say these things that, you know, if you went down as a reporter and said, what do you think about the Jews? Oh, the Jews are all right, you know? I got some of my best friends are Jewish.
What you might hear is, I don't have no problem with no Jews as long as they ain't near me or with anyone in my family. Don't live in my neighborhood. They just stay to themselves. I stay to myself. Which I don't know if the Jews are really fighting as a group to break into the Deep South at this point. So I don't know why anybody south of the Mason-Dixon is worried about Jewish people. Just to be honest here.
Not lining up to open up bagel shops.
No, they're not stopping until Florida.
Yeah.
There he is. There's the stereotype.
Yeah, I can do it too.
Get him on board.
You think I couldn't get involved in this conversation?
Okay, the right is easy targets. Now the left.
Yeah, the right's the low-hanging fruit. We're going to have to use our brains for the left.
Because the left is...
with the stereotypes.
Well, see, and I think that's also, even though it is a stereotype, it is a dangerous thought. And I think that just because someone is extremely to the right or extremely to the left, that they're automatically stupid. I think that's a scary thought to assume that those people are just dumb. They might hold dumb ideas.
I'm talking about going after the extremists.
Yeah, but some of those extremists are highly intelligent people. They don't play it like, okay, when you start dealing with certain groups like Aryan Brotherhood, not necessarily the Klan anymore, but still it was there for a long time. The higher ups were not a bunch of bumbling fucking idiots. That's how we wanted to paint them, so we're more comfortable with them. So we can paint them into that corner and say, you're over there now. These are people who, it's kind of, you know, insanity, genius, kind of borders on the same thing. Like, if they had to refocus their energy, they might have actually did some good in the world.
Right, you can be extremely intelligent and still be wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
It makes you that much more dangerous.
That's what I'm getting at.
Because, like, even intelligent people are like, huh, that's an interesting point. No, wait.
Yep. Yeah.
They suck you in.
Yeah, I think I've talked about this before.
How about Nobama?
See, that's what I was going
to say. That'd be a good email address.
Nobama.
Nobama.
No Barack Ebola. I don't know. See, that's, but it, once again, it's too topical. So,
or I love Jesus. Is that too obvious? Something. Jesus loves guns.
Jesus, take the wheel. We got to come up with a good number. 1776 at yahoo.com.
There you go.
I can.
Well, no, it's the domain name will be our website. That's what I'm saying. I can create. That's what I'm saying.
Oh no, that's leading them quickly to back to us, because they're gonna look up Christopher Media and they're gonna go, oh wait a minute.
I will fill out profile stealthily and accordingly. Don't.
Okay.
Privacy settings, motherfucker.
Okay.
So Jesus, take the wheel. 1776. There you go, man. You got, it's a country song. It's got Jesus in the name. It's American.
It's patriotic. 1776. Yeah. I'm trying to decide if there is a hell. What circle of Dante's Inferno we're going to for even just batting these ideas around.
All right. So now it's time to pick on the left.
Oh, God. What's the most annoying thing about liberals?
Occupy. Anything involved with the Occupy movement. That's personal.
See,
opinion.
I think it's the things that annoy me about the most far left people are the people who get offended for other people. You know,
the social justice warriors?
Yeah, like people that are white knighting all over the place. Those people just annoy the shit out of me. You know, it's like, how dare you say that? Well, I'm sorry, like the Redskin thing, Washington Redskin thing.
I just did.
How dare you say that? Blah, blah, blah. Are you part Native American? No. Do you know any Native Americans? No. Okay, so what the fuck are you offended for? It has nothing to do with you. You know, I mean, like, it's a poor excuse because I come up top, or poor example because I come up top of my head, but people who are just like oversensitive about everything.
Are tree huggers the low-hanging fruit of the liberals?
What year is this? They still call people tree huggers?
Environmentalists?
I would say to play it as a straight white male who's ashamed and embarrassed of all of that.
Oh,
and he almost has gay envy or woman envy instead of penis envy.
White guilt 1864.
I don't know. I'm just, but yeah. To me, that's the stereotype. But when I like think of the ultra liberal douchebags, that's what I think of. Like people that walk around, like the South Park movie, the kid Wendy was into, the perfect kid. You know what I'm saying? With the English accent. I don't know.
Colin, I think
whatever his name was.
No,
yeah.
That was The Simpsons, wasn't it? That's Lisa.
Simpsons already did it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm at a loss for this one.
Sorry, I'm white. No, that's too obvious.
Fuck, this one hits too close to home for me. So, because I'm way more liberal than I am conservative, it's easier to pick on them.
No,
so.
But I mean, I'm picking up what you're putting down. But
I can't think of anything.
How
off
do you
top
type out
head.
White guilt without typing out white guilt?
Every time we think they can't go any lower than this, nope, we found another rock layer. Keep digging. I don't know. Farrakhan 2016.
No, whoa.
Farrakhan's off the map
now. It's
going
militant.
Yeah, because they're going to be like, oh, so you're like, got a big old black power pick in your... No, because we're white boys. No, but hey, we wish we could. I wish I had a natural I could pick out and had as much culture as African Americans, but I don't because I'm white. That's just, that would crack me up. I would die. But that's just me. I don't know.
What about coexist 1967?
Too bad we can't spell it out with all the religious symbols on the email.
No, there you go. Because you got the summer of love. You got it's enough under the radar.
69 was the summer of love.
No, 67. 69 was when it died. That was Altamont. That's Mick Jagger dancing around Hell's Angels, stomping on a black guy.
Yes, Hell's Angels, not exactly racially friendly. Of course, I do find it funny. Hell's Angels is the only motorcycle club that has a publicist. So there you go. Take from that what you will.
They have a publicist?
Yes. There's a lot of what do you call them, character actors and stuff in Hollywood who used to be part of the Hell's Angels. And if you know anything about motorcycle clubs that are like one percenters, you're not used to be anything. It's that shit's like herpes and luggage. It's for life. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I used to be in the Hell's Angels, but now I'm on Sons of Anarchy. No, you're not. You know, like, come on, dude. It's a fucking it's a money grab is what it is now. But back then, yeah, them fuckers. When Hunter did the book on them, yeah, that was the real Hell's Angels.
Dude, that book.
Yeah,
I read that book. That book was crazy.
That is insane.
That was the guys you did not want to run across. You know, now I'm sure there's some out there, but it's more of a status
trailer in their bike to Sturgis.
Exactly.
Hey guys, thanks for listening, thanks for clicking, thanks for liking, thanks for sharing, thanks for subscribing for free by clicking through the iTunes banner on ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for telling a friend. I probably already said that, but that's how important it is, because that's how podcasts work. We drop every Monday and Thursday. Check out all of the other shows on ChristopherMedia.net. So stay tuned, thanks for listening, and we will catch you next time.
If you enjoy this show and want more people to know about it, head on over to iTunes, leave a comment, and rate it 5 stars. Make sure you like and share us on Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Just search for Christopher Media. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.